things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to Week 15 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And it's the father-son podcast of the Green Bay Packers, and boy, it's looking pretty doggone good.
Yeah, that table's looking mighty purdy right now.
So we're doing something we've never done before in the 2 years we've done the podcast, is we're recording on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
If you hear any noise in the background, one of the businesses out of the house is Marcia has a daycare, so we might hear some banging or crying or
screaming.
Yeah.
Like, I want it!
It's like it's Lord of the Flies out there.
So Packers 30, Bears 27.
We won.
Yeah. Wow.
We did it.
What a
game. Made it interesting in the end, but we did it.
He sure did. And of course, everybody wants to know, what are we drinking at 8:30 on a Tuesday morning?
H2O.
That's right. We actually can consume things that aren't alcohol.
Oh, I have a little vodka in mine.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You snuck it. I didn't even see that. All right. What about those tables, huh?
Yeah, something about tables. I wasn't feeling all that creative, but it's on there.
I saw that. I didn't pick it up right away. And I'm looking, and I'm like, tables? What is he talking about?
Yeah. Bears lost. Vikings lost. Lions lost. Packers won.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good weekend right there.
Oh, man. It's just like I kept saying it Monday morning or yesterday morning over breakfast with Marcia. And I said, boy, you couldn't have scripted it in a movie and have people go, oh, that never happens. But, yeah, it was exciting.
Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
I'm not sure.
One of the characters in there, he's just kind of had enough of it with the main character getting away with all this illegal stuff and doing all these horrible things. And someone put up a GIF of him on Reddit, saying that this is the rest of the NFC North right now, and it's his face. He's like, they can't keep getting away with it. This is not okay.
Well, let's talk about the play calling.
I didn't have much on the play calling this game. I'd say my main complaint was that 4th and 2 early in the game, easy field goal.
Have you seen anything?
Take the points
that?
To go up 10-0. Almost came back to bite us.
I have not seen
anything on
because I looked a little bit yesterday and then this morning before we did the podcast, and I haven't seen anybody really question McCarthy that I could find and say, what the H were you thinking?
Yeah, I haven't seen any articles on it or anything. But imagine, you know, we don't get the points there. Then that other field goal we almost had blocked, it was partially blocked but managed to go in. Imagine if that doesn't go in, it's a whole different game.
Yep, totally. And you kept thinking of that as the game's going on.
Exactly.
So, all right, moving on to the offense, Mr. Rodgers did pretty good. He looked like he was able to get around a little bit better.
A little bit better. He's still not the mobile guy we know him, but he did run for 19 yards.
Well, last week, he just didn't even really move.
He had that one he broke out of the pocket, running kind of diagonal at the sideline, and the guy just... You know, this 350-pound guy just comes up behind him and wraps him up. Rodgers gets up smiling like, that doesn't normally happen.
That guy's going to be sharing that for the rest of his life. I ran down Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Ended the day 19 of 31, 252 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid day.
He had, of course, that pass to Jordy Nelson to get us into field goal range was fantastic, but he just hangs on for that. He can't scramble, so he can't make that switch in his brain. You can't scramble, so you can't hold on to the ball for 8, 10, 12 seconds. That's what it seems like. Anyway.
Almost makes me feel like he prefers sacks to incompletions.
I think so. Throwing it away.
Yeah.
it's really frustrating.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully next week he's a little healthier, then we make the playoffs and we're good to go.
There. Okay. let's talk about Ty Montgomery. Wow.
Kind of a coming out party for Ty.
Wow.
He got the official start at running back. McCarthy announced it earlier in the week, and he ran with it, as you can see.
Well, it was so impressive, and it's so weird seeing a guy with an 8.8 at running back.
It is weird. But he runs hard every week. He brings energy to the team, especially, you know, these last few weeks, energy's been, I feel, great on the team. But before that, it wasn't. And I feel like Ty's one of the few guys that still had that for us.
I would agree with you on that. He's got really good vision, too. It seems like he can be patient at times, and his ability to cut.
Yeah, that was my biggest question with him, you know, making the transition. Like, how's his vision going to be there since he's so used to playing wide receiver? But it seems great.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just, you know, all that experience of finding the holes in the secondary.
Well, and it really opens it up for McCarthy now. He can get all his wide receivers on the field.
Yeah.
You know, so exactly. He can still be a wide out.
We can have Geronimo on the field.
So he ended up with 16 rushes for 162 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's a day.
And then you tell our listener your comparison to him and his running style.
Okay, I said this during the game, and you kind of knocked me for it, but I saw an article saying the same thing just yesterday.
Well, you can't believe everything you read.
I said it was after that play. He'd had a few really nice runs, and he had one where got stuffed at the line. He ran backwards, did a little, like, mini end around on his own,
mm-hmm.
found the hole, and got, like, a 30-something yard run.
Yeah.
And I said it looked kind of Barry Sanders-esque.
Yeah, and he runs low. And
he does run low.
So, yeah, I just have to give you a little bit.
I don't know. I saw someone else say it, though, so I'm there's at least 2 of us out there.
Yeah, well, I could say something here, but I'll let it go. Adya, they finally did a screenplay.
Yeah, right when we didn't want it.
The shovel pass screenplay, and it was just like, what?
You and I are both, as listeners, longtime listeners will know, big fans of the shovel pass, especially when we're getting, you know, hurt with the blitz.
Right.
Didn't really call it all game. Then when it doesn't seem the right moment, we call shovel pass screen, and it just gets blown up.
We both look at each other and go, why then?
I looked at you. I was like, you happy? You got your screen. You're like, no, I'm not happy.
And we've got our first running back touchdown this year.
What's his first name?
Kristen.
Like
Michael.
The lady.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Michael, 42-yard touchdown run. Really nice stiff arm to break him open in the secondary there, get past the second level. And like you said, it's our first official running back touchdown.
I'd be curious to see, I mean, how much they're going to work with the guy. I mean, when you got Montgomery going like he is, it's going to be hard to get many snaps for Michael. But the Bears, good amount of pressure throughout the game.
Yeah, they got more pressure than I expected. But, you know, what you've been hearing from the Bears this whole second half of the season is that their defense is much improved.
Hmm.
So it kind of did show that they are, you know, they are a 3-win team, but they are improving in some spots.
In the offensive line, actually, they played pretty good.
I was happy with their play.
And especially if you get a chance to see any of the plays, look at some of the holes that Montgomery and Michael were able to run
through. The run blocking was great.
It was very good. And then a lot of the issues with Rodgers being sacked and knocked around is because he won't throw the ball away. He just hangs on and hangs on.
He does. And that becomes a bigger issue when he can't run. It was kind of nice this game. With the cold, you want to run the ball. With an injured mobile quarterback, you want to run the ball. And every week going into the game, if you watch the pre-game stuff, what do you hear? Packers are becoming a dangerous team, but they can't run the ball.
Right, right.
We had like 240-something rushing yards this game. Yeah.
I was going to joke around. I was going to say, see, I told Ted Thompson, you need to go find somebody out on the free agency market and bring them in to run. And so I guess
everyone's,
once again, knew better than
getting
Mike.
On Ted. And Ted's like, what are you guys doing? We got wide receivers. They can run the ball.
Good to see that Lane Taylor was able to come back into the game. He hurt his hip.
Yeah, he came back in. TJ Lang also went out. had to look that one up. That one was not easy to find out what
no,
the injury was.
I didn't know until you. I saw the script.
Yeah, I did some Googling. And he said in a post-game interview that he got hit right on the top of his head, and it kind of jammed his spine and his neck, and it kind of went numb, and he was really worried about it for a few minutes, but he said he was doing better. He thinks it's just a muscle issue. Said he'll do his therapy for it throughout the week, and he'll be back next week.
You know how they have those so guys can feel what women go through when they give birth? They put these vests on, and they have them hooked up.
And they got their little boobies.
And then they, I was going to go there. And you didn't even have to go and touch me when you said that.
Yeah, touch your boobies.
But they put these contractions on them so that they can feel what they really, it would be interesting if you could do that with some of the pain that these NFL players go through. He's like, yeah, I just think it's a flesh wound. It's like, you know, anybody else have that happen, they'd be like, I should be back in a couple of weeks to work, you know. But
I saw a video, men wearing fake boobs as well to understand what their wives go through every day, and it's showing them throughout the work day, you know, they're just getting in the way, and one like threw one over his shoulder.
Okay, we just took a right turn here. Yeah,
I don't know, popped in my head.
How about our tight end?
Yeah, it's nice to have Jared Cook healthy. Kind of been a while since we had that reliable tight end. Since, I mean, we had Finley, he was so big and athletic, but he dropped the ball half the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Cook seems to be doing well. He's becoming kind of Rodgers' go-to third down guy.
Yeah, and I think he's like, and there's guys like this in the NFL for tight ends, receivers, running backs. You got to get them going early in the game. And so then they kind of stay focused throughout the game, and they kind of get charged up and get going. He's not a great blocker, but I think I agree with you. He's if he's in the game, he really helped us a lot with that.
Yeah, it'll be good to have that safety blanket there on third down for Rodgers, kind of like we had with Donald Driver back in the day.
And so speaking of Finley and dropping, Adams had two TDs that he dropped.
And that was the big knock on him last year when he was, you know, still coming up and hasn't been an issue this year.
No. Gosh, that was tough.
So they were not.
We didn't go for the field goal at 4th and 2, yeah. So that's 3 points. There, you can say 14. So, yeah.
Well, we got a field goal on one of them, so 11 point swing.
Okay.
But they were not difficult catches.
They
were right to them. Hopefully it's just, you know, it's an anomaly.
Anomaly.
But yeah, it's his first bad week in a long time. We kind of got to give him some credit. And he did redeem himself a little on that. We had that little out route to the sideline. Mm-hmm. He caught it. He broke like three tackles. And
yeah. It's fun watching him when he gets in a crowd like that, because they jukes left, jukes right, goes forward, backs up, jukes right.
And that spin move he has, it's so tight. Like, you know, Lacey was known for his spin move, but Adams does it so fast, you almost miss it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And then you don't say this very often. Jordy had a big drop.
Well, when you go and look at the stats in the game, he has two drops. But the one I felt was definitely pass interference that wasn't called. The guy's pulling his arm down. So I didn't put that on here. But the big drop he had, Rodgers thought, as far as we can tell, it was a free play because the defense jumped. They didn't call it.
Right.
So he heaves it down the field to Jordy. Jordy gets open, jumps up for it, and it just goes through his hands, hits him in the face. Boink.
Yep. And which you could tell, it just pained him to have it happen. I was going to talk about the officiating. It was like two different games for this officiating crew. The first half, they didn't call hardly anything. And the second half, they're like, okay, now we're going to make up for it.
Yeah. Like you said, maybe they got a call from New York.
Yeah.
You guys taking a break? Maybe with the drops, I know they did talk about, you know, the sun's getting in their eyes. That could have been an issue because the Bears receivers were having some drops. You remember?
True.
I think it was after the Jordy drop or one of the Adams ones, the announcer, he goes, yeah, and you got the Packers receivers doing their best imitation of the Bears.
Yeah, I know, that was funny.
Oh, that was just Lynch. That's mean.
let's move on to the defense.
Bad
tackling. What are you doing on that? Crap, crap, crap.
Bad tackling.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. And this is a consistent theme, it seems, year after year. We've been talking about this for quite some time.
As long as I can remember.
It's, you know, you got a team like Seattle. Boy, they're great at tackling.
They wrap up.
But we just like to throw a little shoulder here and see if we
First guy slows them down, the others catch up.
it's hurting us. We've got to get better at that.
Especially our secondary. Our corners, Randall and Rollins, were just, you know, missed tackles by both of them. It's just tough to see. A couple of them were for touchdowns. I don't know. It's something we always say we need to get corrected, but we don't.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I mean, you know, if you want to believe McCarthy when he says after every season we always evaluate, go back and fix the things we need to. Well, he has to know that they're having issues with that, and they never.
Maybe he just watches the tape of them throwing their shoulder, and he goes, "I just don't get why it doesn't work."
Rollins, a couple bad ones. Randall, he just kind of had a bad game.
Bad game overall. He got benched, we talked about, in the fourth quarter there, and Hyde got put in his place.
Thank gosh.
And on that last offensive play before the field goal for the Bears there on their final drive, Hyde undercut the route, knocked the ball away to save a touchdown.
Yes.
Forced him to tie it with a field goal. So that was huge.
Now, you can say that was huge. Now, it probably would have felt a lot better if they scored the touchdown. And then instead of us kicking the field goal to win, we just drive down the field with a touchdown and win. See where I did there?
You live in a fantasy world, don't you?
I do. Hi.
Haha had a good game. He had a couple of gifts.
Yeah, both his interceptions were just, you know, bad overthrows by Barkley, who, as you were saying, or Barkley, had a good game.
He really did. I mean, for being sixth on the depth chart for the quarterbacks for the Bears, he really looks like he's got a pretty good skill level, though.
Accurate passes. He moves in the pocket well.
Yeah, he does.
Seemed to be doing pretty good, but he did have two overthrows.
Oh, man, big time.
And we made him pay for it. One of them, it looked like Haha wasn't even ready. He just hit him in the gut.
Yeah, he's just
and he folded over the ball.
inside linebackers.
We decided to go with Joe Thomas, Jake Ryan this game. I thought Thomas had another good game. He had a bunch of shaky games in a row, but I feel like he's kind of coming into his own there, and he's doing well. He had the sticker tackle.
Oh, that's right. He nailed the guy in the helmet. The helmet-to-helmet hit him so hard that it popped off the C
for Chicago.
Yeah, and that was weird. It's like, mouthpiece? No, it's not. What is that? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was.
But my big thing, and we had that one play, I don't know if it was in the first or second quarter, play action by the Bears, and the camera angle on the replay showed not just our inside linebackers bite on it, but the whole secondary.
Yep.
And then it was just a quick little thing, play action, and then he looped it over down the middle of the field, got, you know, a nice first down. It's like, everyone bought.
Matthews is—he's there, but you don't hear his name called.
Yeah, he's definitely limited. I felt like a bit of a non-factor this game. It's hard to know with the intangibles, like, you know, who he's opening up for other people while he's on the field.
Yep.
But as far as what we saw from him, not much this game. I felt like.
Yeah, and I think you're right though that it helps Peppers to have Matthews in there. When Matthews isn't in there, it's harder for Peppers to get free, which he was able to. Really nice strip sack that he did.
Yeah, that was nice. Going back to Matthews real quick, they did mention it's a separated shoulder AC joint and that it can't get worse.
Just hurt more.
Just hurt. So it's a pain tolerance thing for him, but him being out there is not a risk, apparently.
Well, that's kind of going back to what I said before, to be able to test that, see if you could handle having that injury and playing at the same.
Well, you were talking about while we were watching the game, you know, you mentioned some Sports Illustrated article about what guys have to do on Mondays to stay healthy throughout the season.
Yep. Yeah.
And just how no one at this point in the year is healthy.
No.
They're healthier than others, but no one's healthy. And you see that with Matthews now, and you mentioned Peppers with that strip sack. How is he doing it still?
Right.
He's what, 50, 55 years old? He's like Joe Thomas's dad out there.
And you know, they've really been ramping up his snap count.
Yeah.
During these last few games. They were really careful with him at the beginning of the year.
He was kind of a gadget player at the beginning of the year. Put him in where you need him, but he's kind of just playing the whole game now.
So we talked about Barkley and his overthrows. Lowry seemed to play pretty good.
Yeah, I don't really have anything about that. I just remember thinking Lowry seemed to play pretty good. So I put it on the screen.
Okay, let's move on.
We couldn't handle Alshon Jeffrey that whole game. We've always, had a hard time with those big wide receivers.
And why would we do anything different?
Yeah. So we still played them pretty much one-to-one almost the whole game. Not much safety help that I could see.
Mm-hmm.
And we also rotated our corners around on who was covering them. None of them could cover them one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
But we won, so I guess it worked out.
Yeah, yeah. It's just hard to watch when you get ahead by 17 in the second half, and then they come back and tie it. I kind of feel sometimes I look at this and I'm going, it's more like a prevent defense, but I think it's a prevent based on who we are what we're playing with as far as players. It's not on purpose. Yeah. It's just they're just trying to play with the best they can.
I feel like the best player we had that was kind of becoming our guy with those big receivers was Casey Hayward.
Hmm.
And then we didn't pay to keep him.
He's, right.
Who leads the NFL right now in interceptions with the Chargers.
Does he really?
Yeah.
You want to move on to special teams?
Yeah, real quick note on injuries. Elliott seemed to be wearing a club at the end of the game. I don't know where or when it happened or how serious it is, but it was there.
All right. And just while I'm thinking of this, I was going to say we'll find out Friday more on the injuries. Boy, they sure hold back as much as they possibly can this
especially
time of year.
This time of year. Yeah.
But if for those of you who are going to watch the game, don't forget it's Saturday. It's going to be on Christmas Eve.
Quick PSA, don't tune in Sunday and go,
what the beep, beep, beep. On Christmas Day, your family won't like that.
Hide returning punts on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine with it.
Yep,
I felt
too.
Like I like it better than Cobb returning punts.
I totally agree.
Especially
with
since
you.
We have one less wide receiver now because he's playing running back.
Well, he can do both.
Shum was off and on.
Yeah, pretty typical. And I don't know how much of that was weather related.
Yeah, he kind of transitioned between Shum and Scum throughout the game. I saw something, some article that it analyzed the way he holds the ball. And it said for, the technical way you're supposed to do it as a punter, he doesn't hold it right.
Oh. Well, you think they would figure that out?
No. You think they'd figure out how to tackle, too.
Wow, you're snappy this morning.
Partly blocked field goal went in still. We have someone upstairs to thank for that one.
Yeah, thanks, Vince.
They also didn't call that huge face mask.
Oh, man, that was bad.
Just grabbed the top of the helmet and pulled him back.
Otherwise, it would have been blocked.
Yeah, it would have.
All right.
And then every week we just have a young guy make a mistake on special teams. We've talked about every week. It happened again this week.
That's got to be tough for the coach because, Ted's his philosophy is young. We just keep bringing in, we develop them, and then we ship them off and bring in another new guy. And you're going to have those mistakes with these. It's just like our inside linebackers we've been talking about all year. Just a quick plug here. Just want to remind you that one of the other things that I do is voiceover work for whether it's for TV, radio commercials, doing explainer videos. So if you would like to learn more about that, you can check out my website at Voice Guy Next Door. That's all one word, voiceguynextdoor.com. I've got a couple of demos you can listen to and also a way you can contact me. So voiceguynextdoor.com. Thank you very much. Now back to, are you ready for it?
The Game Ball.
Well, this is an obvious one. This is who I picked. You put it down, but this is who. I mean, you got to give it to him.
You got to go to Shum. Yep. Oh, my bad. My bad.
Ty Montgomery, congratulations. Way to go.
Yeah, woo.
And I know you and Sean have been texting back and forth, so just let them know where you want us to send that ball.
Dad, I told you not to tell people about that. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to give it to anyone else, this game, the way he played.
Yeah, I was thinking Michael just because, you know, he got his first running touchdown for the Packers. But Montgomery is just lighting it up.
Hopefully we give it to him next week as well and the week after and the week after.
I hear
you. Hopefully Starks is back next week. I don't know how serious the concussion is. We didn't bring that up. He was in that car accident earlier in the week.
That was the weirdest
thing.
Got
a concussion from it, wasn't able to play. Hopefully he's doing better.
Now, if you were joining us on our Facebook group, Bleeding Green and Gold, you would have seen that article if that's the first time you heard about Starks getting a concussion, because Sean put it up there. Sean is the bearer of good news. He's always on top of the news, and he'll be more than happy to share if it's bad.
Well, you see, my phone alerts me to news stories, and there's a button that I have programmed on my phone now that just posts it right to our group.
No way.
So it's not like it's difficult for me to do.
Well, I can I get that on my flip phone?
On that little, like, candy bar brick thing you have? Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Actually, no. I do have an old one.
You can play Snake on there.
Yeah, right. I remember that. I've got an iPhone 4S, so I'm like, what, three generations behind now. But I'm used to being behind.
I was going to say, it's about how it should be for you.
So let's talk about how we did last week.
Yeah, so our picks. I went back and listened, because last week we made the picks. You weren't sure if we were going into last week tied or you were up by one. You thought you were up by one. You were wrong. We were tied. You cheater.
Yeah, okay.
So I went back and listened.
I guess you come by it honestly.
We went into last week tied. Then you got two right last week. You are now going into this week up by two. And then we had Colts at the Vikings. I picked the Colts. You picked the Vikings.
Yeah.
Colts won handedly.
Oh, wow.
And so you are now up by one.
That really surprised me. I expected at least a closer game. But anyway.
Yeah, so did all the Viking fans.
So, and speaking of which, man, you can hear that. Wah, wah, wah.
I was telling you, I know someone who went to the game and they left at halftime.
At the Viking game.
Yeah. How expensive those tickets are in the new stadium.
$600 for a pair, probably.
Yeah, it's crazy. Lions at Giants. We both picked the Giants. Giants won. We are now one game behind the Lions. And Packers at Bears, we both picked the Packers. So going into next week, you are up by one.
Now, you're going to have to go odd here, because to me, these just make too much sense to go. We're both going to pick the same unless you decide to take a flyer.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what
okay.
I do.
Okay, Redskin at Bears.
So I can assume you're going Redskins, right?
Yeah, correctly assume.
All right. Do the Bears have one more in them?
Yep, they do, Sean.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
The Bears.
Not because I want to, but because I'm getting strong-armed into it. He's really selling me hard on it. You guys can't see this, but gun to my head, I'm taking the Bears.
Okay, now he's committed to it. I'm going to say, I think the Bears are done for the rest of the year. They just got defeated in the worst way against the Packers. Okay, next game.
No, you know why I'm picking them?
Why?
Because they're good at crushing the hopes of their fans. They have the top three draft pick right now. They'll lose it.
They'll win out the rest of the year. Okay, next game, it's Lions at Cowboys.
You got to go Cowboys.
Yep, you got to go Cowboys.
It could be a really close game, though. Cowboys have been a lot more human lately. Not quite the undefeatable machine that we've seen throughout the year.
I haven't seen much of their games here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't been quite as, you know, precise.
Is it all offense and defense, or is it?
More offense. Their defense has been surprisingly good this year.
Because usually, like, when you got a young quarterback like that, eventually the rest of the teams will say, hey, you got to play him this way. Make sure you do this.
Well, you have a young quarterback there. You have the rookie quarterback. But you also have a rookie quarterback who is now going into his sixth straight primetime game. That can't be easy either.
Yeah.
So.
And then last but not least.
Almost makes me want to take the Lions, but I'm not going to.
You could. You could. And if you did it right, you'd be one ahead.
Oh, that's
Vikings at Packers.
Packers.
Packers. You sure you want to go with the Packers?
Yeah, I'm sure I want to go with the Packers. So kind of just quick, you know, side note here as far as the playoff picture goes. We have now jumped up to second place in the division, mm-hmm. one game behind the lead. We won our first matchup against the Lions. So now, if they win and we win, they're still one ahead of us, but we play in week 17. If we win there, we win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also tied, I believe, for the wild card now that the Bucks lost this last week.
Okay, cool.
So it's all kind of coming up rosy at the moment.
Yeah.
Hopefully it stays that way.
It certainly is a lot more fun. What's a side note you got here?
Oh, yeah. Just quick side note. Side note two. The Lions have been told there's a 95% chance that the Week 17 matchup with the Packers will be flexed to Sunday night.
Hmm.
Because it's probably going to decide the playoff.
Yeah, that's going to be huge.
So
huge. I say huge.
You really need to work on that. It still sounds like Schwarzenegger.
It's a combination of
get to the chopper,
Bernie Sanders, Schwarzenegger, and Trump. And probably the least amount of Trump.
Maybe Bernie because of the hair loss.
No, hey, I almost did hurt you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, thanks a lot, man.
Good week for football.
Yeah. Yeah, very good.
It's good week to be a Packer fan.
Yeah. All right, until next week, go Pack, go!
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go!